Our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise for this beautiful Sunday in Advent. We thank you, Lord, that you love the world so much that you gave that first Christmas gift. We thank you, Lord, that that gift still keeps on giving. We pray now that you would meet with us, fill our hearts to overflowing with your loving grace, that as we leave this place, that we might share that gift with others, that they too might know the joy and the peace and the love that came from above. In Jesus' name, amen.
Please stand with us as we sing There's a Song in the Air.
The stars.
your worship folder, on the pink insert, is the litany for the third Sunday in Advent. It's based on Isaiah 12. Join with us as we read together responsibly. If we look at our own lives, we see a mixture of giving and selfishness. Our waiting on the Lord turns to worry and endless rush. We miss the meaning of Advent.
Lord, forgive our iniquities and misplaced efforts.
But we can also trust in God, who still brings salvation, who supplies strength, who hears our songs of gratitude, who accepts our joyful praise.
Let us draw living water from the well of salvation.
Let us shout it in church and in town. Give praise to the Lord. His love and grace give life meaning.
His greatness amazes us.
The Holy One of Israel is among us.
Praise the Lord and sing for joy.
You may be seated. At this time, we'll have the lighting of the Advent candle.
We relight the candles of hope and peace. We also light the candle of love. We know that God is love. We remember with thankful hearts the gift of Jesus, who came as a babe in a manger, lived and loved among us, died on a cross, and arose again. Love endures forever.
The scripture is John 3:11-17. I assure you, I'm telling you what we know and have seen, and yet you won't believe us. But if you don't even believe me when I tell you things that happen here on earth, how can you possibly believe if I tell you what is going on in heaven? For only I, the Son of Man, have come to earth and returned to heaven again. And as Moses lifted up the bronze snake on a pole in the wilderness, so I, the Son of Man, must be lifted up on a pole, so that everyone who believes in me will have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn it, but to save it. We are created in the image of God. We too can allow love to live in us. Because Jesus loved so deeply, he went about doing good. How do we allow God's love to show through our lives?
Let us pray. God of love, thank you for the gift of your Son, who brought perfect love to earth. May our concern for others be so real that others will see Christ in us. Amen.
I am confident that by the time Christmas gets here, we're going to have some Advent candles lit. Okay. As we prepare to go to prayer this morning, are there joys and concerns that you'd like to share with the family of God? We want to continue to pray for those folk who are in Sevier County. So many of them lost everything. It's been amazing to see the response of the people of Tennessee and our nation and the world to their need. It's exciting to be a part of the volunteer state. And hopefully you folks will get a chance to participate in whatever way you can and will in that recovery process. But remember those people over there. Trust that in the coming weeks, we won't forget them. So often, for a week or two, it's high on our priorities, and then all of a sudden, we just forget, and there's still people standing there looking at the burned-out shell of their house. Lift them in your prayers and get involved. Other joys and concerns? Yes, thank you.
Pray with all the grandchildren, including my own grandchildren, traveling home from various colleges and universities. Safe?
Yes. Remember all of our students traveling back home. Several of you have asked how my brother was doing, my brother Richard in South Carolina. He's doing fair. He's got mesothelioma. He's got cancer popped up in several places. He's not doing real good. And last year on Christmas Eve, one of his sons, who had been a Methodist minister, died of a heart attack. Easter week, another one of his sons passed away. So this holiday season is going to be rough for Richard, and I know that he would appreciate your prayers too, and I appreciate your asking and your concern. As the music plays, allow God to prepare your heart for prayer. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise today for your goodness, for your love. We thank you that you love the world so much that you gave. We pray now that you would help us and during this time of the year that we might have that same spirit of giving, of sharing, of caring. Lord, remind us that for many, all of the lights and the decorations and the sounds of Christmas don't bring joy, don't bring peace. For many, this is a sad, depressing time of the year. The fact that the days are shorter and the nights are longer and colder don't make it any easier. There are so many people who are alone while we talk of families getting together and celebrating. There are so many people, Lord, who not only don't have very much of their own, but they're not going to have the joy of being able to give to others either. So we pray that in this Christmas season, you would stir our hearts. Help us, Lord, that we might seek to find new ways to share Christmas with others, especially those who aren't going to be able to give a gift back to us. So often, Lord, it just becomes a gift exchange. So often, we send cards to those who sent us cards. We give gifts to those who gave us gifts. We pray that you would help us every day of the year that we might seek to find new ways to give and to share and to make a difference in people's lives. Sometimes just a smile. Sometimes just a dollar bill or some change in the Salvation Army bucket. Maybe just putting some foodstuffs or some items in a collection box, donation box somewhere for the people of Sevier County or for the people of the world. Every one of us have a whole lot more stuff than what we need. We buy cars that cost thousands of dollars and we have to park them in the driveway because our garages are full of stuff. Help us, Lord, that we might learn to give as you did. We pray also that you'd be with those today who are going through times of physical difficulty and ailment. We pray that you'd be with this one with ALS. We pray that there might be a comfort and a strength and a peace there in the midst of this storm, this turmoil. We can't imagine, Lord, what it'd be like to celebrate Christmas in heaven, where it all started. Someday we're going to get a chance to find out. Be with those today who are going, who are facing surgeries and tests and procedures and therapy. We pray that your healing hand would be upon them. Be with those who are alone, those who are lonely. Comfort and strengthen them. Help us as your children that we might reach out to all of these, our brothers and sisters. Thank you, Lord, for loving and caring for us so much. Remind us of the reason for the season. That one who taught us all to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Ushers, would you come? Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise for all of your gifts to us. We are so blessed. We pray now that you'd bless these, our gifts to you for the building of your kingdom. Bless the giver. Bless the one who's unable to give. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
This story begins with silence.
A long silence that lasted 400 years. 4 centuries of waiting to hear from the God we worshipped.
God had not spoken. No prophet had given us a fresh word from him. No king had shown us the way to him. We prayed, offered our sacrifices, and kept the festivals and holy days.
But there had been only silence and waiting.
As we waited, our people looked to the ancient texts that told of another time of silence and waiting, when there was a vast nothingness until a great word was spoken and his spirit moved.
God creating and breathing life into the world.
We looked to our ancient heroes of faith and the centuries of slavery in Egypt. We remembered the night of our liberation when the death angel passed over.
We relived the Red Sea crossing and our wandering in the wilderness when Jehovah was life.
A succession of kings ruled over us, and the more we turned away from putting God on the throne, the more desperately we needed him.
Finally, the nation was destroyed, not by enemies who conquered us, but by our own unfaithfulness to the one who had given us everything.
Yet even in our destruction, God had promised we would not be forgotten. A son would be given, a savior would come.
The silence would be broken, and God would speak.
Every longing and need we had would be met as his spirit breathed new life into our world.
At last, the wait would be over. Every prophecy would be fulfilled. And the most amazing part of it was that the two of us would be chosen to help bring it to pass.
Sins, release us, let us find our way.
Who would have imagined that God would break his silence in the way he did, or that she would hear his message from an angel's lips? He said, "Don't be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will give birth to a son. Call him Jesus."
The Spirit gave me the words to answer. At the very moment Joseph was weighing what to do about my situation, he will be told in a dream, "Don't be afraid. Mary will have a son. Call him Jesus.
He will save his people from their sins."
Emmanuel, coming to save us.
Caesar's decree came at the worst possible time. Mary was nearing the time to deliver her child. Our journey to Bethlehem to register was difficult for her. Everything she had been called to do was difficult. Already she had endured scorn, mistrust, and danger. But when God called, she simply answered yes.
God had carried me through the 9 months of being an outcast and the target of endless gossip. Faith had given me peace when Joseph doubted me. Faith had provided strength and courage as we traveled to Bethlehem. I had faith. I trusted God. Still, I will confess that there were moments I wondered about a God who would give such a task to someone like me.
Many moonless nights, golden beard.
Jesus came into the world in the exact way God had planned it all along. In spite of the difficult circumstances, everything about him was perfect.
Suddenly, there were shepherds peering through the doorway of the stable. When they saw Mary and me, and then the baby lying in the feeding trough, they came in and fell to their knees before him, and they worshiped him. John would write, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory." Mary and I were the first to see it. Then the shepherds who came in from the hills that night caught a glimpse.
And ever since then, people have found their way to him one way or another. When they see him for who and what he really is, they love him. For what would we have done if he hadn't come to us the way he did?
How we need to hear from God. You've been promised, we've been waiting. Welcome, Holy Child. Welcome, Holy Child.
to us is born. Breathe our air and walk our soul. Draw our sin and make us holy, perfect Son of God. Perfect Son of God. Welcome to
We didn't know it, but wealthy men were already on their way to honor him. They brought precious gifts to lay at his feet.
Heaven's Son was worthy of even more.
He deserves everything we hold dear.
So we let go of all we value, all we cling to.
We lay down anything that would keep us from surrendering our lives to him.
Because the truth is, he is the only treasure that really matters.
The wonder of beholding, one that we had longed to see. Now the distance of our journey fades away before the view. We have come to face before His royalty, frankincense to rise in honor, there to bless the offering. Oh,
There's something wrong with your blesser. All right, let's hear it again for all of the work this choir has put into this production. Yes. And also for our director, who's done such a fantastic job. Yes. And thank you so much for coming. We're so glad to have you here today. We trust that if you don't have a church home, you do now, okay? We'd love to have you here. Remember, folks, there's a whole bunch of food right down the first hallway here in the library on the left. And we would love to have you stay, have a time of fellowship, enjoy the food. You're welcome. Let's have the benediction, and we will go. Shall we stand? We came to worship Jesus, and we did. May you now leave this place filled to overflowing with his love and his grace and his joy and his peace. May you have the gift of Christmas in your heart today and every day. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.